Hello, welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. My name is Mike. I am joined by my co-host, Napier. We do have one heck of a program. We do.
Yeah.
It's that big list. You just never know, Napes. You just never know if it's going to be a great one or an all-out abortion.
I'm pretty sure if we had Star Trek technology and we had little teleporters, Drunk would be 20 to 30 minutes late. If he could instantly be here when he decides, you know, to be here, 20 to 30 minutes late.
Right. I have set up a privacy chamber.
A fuck chamber, if you will.
For Drunk, for the big event, Our stuntman, Drunkard STL on the Twitters, is gonna have sexual relations with a microwave meal. Or a microwave snack, I would say.
It depends on your size, really.
Right, right.
For a guy like me, that's a snack.
That is coming later on, hopefully, in the show. We also have the return of Me and My Talking Dick, our little bit, and not to be forgotten, this is what we do for you folks. On top of all of that, Drunk has performed a Pitbull song for us. We made a Pitbull song. It's not a karaoke, it's an original Pitbull song.
It's a Weird Al Yankovic kind of song, if you will.
There are a few things that a Pitbull song needs. It needs repetitive, stupid lyrics about partying and staying at the club and things of that sort.
And only about five lines at most.
It needs that dubsteppy, wiki-wiki beat that, like, builds to the chorus. You know, like, do-do-do-do-do. You know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
And it needs, at some point, to have some kind of nostalgic 80s sample in it.
Oh, like the Mario Brothers Fish World tune?
It just needs something. So you can say, oh, I remember that song. This must be a good song because it's reminiscent of that song.
Glorious.
And so our Pitbull song has all of those elements, and it has Drunkard STL on the Twitters.
Should we let the people know what 80s fun thing we have included?
Is Pitbull really short?
I would assume with a name like Pitbull.
Because they're saying that Drunk is too tall to be Pitbull. Is Pitbull... Because Drunk's not very tall. Drunk's probably like, what, 5'8", you think?
Oh, I'm 5'6".
He's not a very tall guy.
No.
But yeah. And we were going to have a guest. We were going to have an interview. Actually, we scheduled it. I found a fellow, and I was very interested in his project.
A very worthwhile project.
Did you see the thing that I sent you? You didn't watch it, did
No,
you?
I didn't.
No. I called you. I told you we were doing this. I said, hey, you know, this looks really interesting. I think this is going to be cool.
I was going to take your word for it.
Now, I think that what is going to be learned, if anything, it's probably just going to be forgotten. But I think what is going to be learned is I told him the name of the show was WFOD. And that we're on Radio FUBAR. That's what I told him. Because, I mean, you know, you come right at a fellow with, hey, we have dicks in our title, and that's your fault. You named our stupid show all those years ago, and now we're stuck with it.
In my defense,
and
we were
never going to be able to book a legit guest telling them that we're the Chuckle Show with dick in our title. Now, I mean, like, the Red Show, they're way worse than us. I mean,
no.
they drop N-bombs like every 15 minutes or so.
Well, that's not the bellwether of profanity.
Their show is called The Red Show. And so, I mean, you don't really have to do a whole lot of researching. You just kind of say, oh, that seems like a show that I would be okay doing. It's called The Red Show. But I'm trying to sell to a grown adult man
with ambitions.
My show with dick in it.
In my defense, we were doing this
dick in our title, Napier.
We started out like 12-year-olds recording with an old boombox using a fucking cassette player. That's what I thought this was.
That dude probably did a little bit of research.
Probably not very much.
And he goes, "Oh, I'm about to go on a show with dicks in the title. I shouldn't do this."
Well, we got our friends from the TV show to do our...
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Are they ever going to actually come on our show and talk to us? No. No one is ever going to talk to us. Do you know how many times this has happened?
At least a few. Well, Benny
it's
will come
happened
on.
A lot of times.
Yeah, but Benny will come on. He no. does perfectly fine.
He canceled too, actually.
Well, that didn't have anything to do with the title of our show.
That's true. But I mean, okay. I saw this trailer. It was like a Kickstarter campaign for a guy who is making a movie about foreign market films. They do like overdubs, you know, like they put out and he centers around George Clooney. It's about the movies of George Clooney and like the people who are George Clooney in all these different markets. And I mean, like, I think he's telling the story and he just uses George Clooney, you know, so that there's a subject.
And everybody knows who
he
is.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, if you don't really think about it, and I guess we don't really, because most movies that we see are made in America. And so, I guess the only equivalent that we would have would be like cartoon characters. Like, you remember when Doug went to ABC and they changed Doug's voice, how jarring that was?
Yeah, but they tried to church it up a little bit, like, oh, he went to college, now he's older.
Yeah.
So he's older now, and that's why.
Or, like, you know, they made a big deal about how Mark Hamill isn't going to be the Joker anymore.
Which is fucking stupid.
Well, yeah, I mean, what else does he have to do?
And he had the best goddamn voice for it.
He is the Joker. And so what he was saying was that, you know, there is a guy in each of these foreign markets who is the voice of George Clooney. Like, whenever George Clooney makes a movie, he is the voice. So it doesn't change. Because it would be weird if, like, you kept seeing George Clooney movies and he had a different voice every time. Like, you wouldn't know what to expect. And I thought that was really cool. And I thought that, like, we could, you know, have fun talking to the guy about it. I spent, like, a whole afternoon writing questions. I was really psyched about this. I mean, the guy just fucking broke my heart, Napier. Just broke my fucking heart.
Well, in his defense, you did kind of sell him on something that we weren't.
That's not true.
What do you mean that's not true?
I told the name of the show is WFOD.
No, you didn't sell the dick. there was obviously
dick. Why should
dick.
I have to sell it, Napier?
Because it's there.
Can we just change the name of the show?
No.
So that I can get cool. I want to hobnob with the goddamn the stars. I don't want to come up with things to do with drunk. I'm tired of that. I want to talk to the stars.
What are you going
to
ask the stars? Okay, give me some of your questions. You have them?
No, fuck you. I'm not giving you my questions.
They were probably shitty questions.
I was really excited about talking to this guy, and you ruined it.
Oh, you were so excited that you don't even have your questions.
I do. Why would I need the questions now? He's not coming on the show. No one's coming on the show.
Well, what? You could use them for later.
In case we get another guy making a movie about the same thing?
No, we just ask him the exact same questions we have lying around.
So that fellow, it's a Kickstarter campaign. I'd say support the guy's movie if you
want to. What
is
his movie's name?
It's a Being George Clooney. It's like Being Clooney Doc on Twitter. Actually, razz him on Twitter. I don't give a fuck. He's not coming on my show.
Well,
but I do like the idea of the movie, and I will see the movie. It looks interesting. But I think he thought that, like, it was a trap. I think he thought the dick people were going to get him on the phone and then goof on him.
Oh.
And that wasn't the case. I was seriously, like, psyched about talking to this guy.
Why didn't you just say our name and say, look, we're wheelbarrow full of dicks. We're not trying to fuck with you. We just want to do an interview. We like your project. But no, you had to shy away from the dick. You had to confuse the dick.
I even used my super cool official mike@radiofubar.com email address. This is my first act of business with my new email address was to try to book a guest why are you giving me that look?
Because of course he canceled. Of course anybody would cancel.
I would cancel on radiofubar.com. I told him the truth. I told him I do a show on Monday nights on radiofubar.com. That's what I told him. And it's true. I didn't lie. How am I going to sell the dick, Napier? How am I going to do it? You book us a goddamn guest.
I'll.
This shitty show.
Get my mom to come on the
air. I'm
going to
start telling people I'm Nerdgasm.
Yeah, that might actually work. They probably actually do get better guests than we do.
But, I mean, you got to think about it. I mean, like, studios, different studios want different things, right? I mean, all the studios want. So, like, I mean, like, how would they all agree on the same guy? Like, is he attached to George Clooney? Like, does George Clooney, like, have a casting call for the people that are going to be his voice? Is it attached to his management?
I'm betting.
Because wouldn't different studios. I'm sorry.
I'm betting what he does is they have a popular movie out in, say, India, and then, you know, the guy does the voiceover work. Everybody's gone to see this movie. So probably early on, the first guy who gets popular dubbing the movie, that's just him. There were other people playing the Joker before fucking Mark Hamill in the 90s
Batman.
But how
do they keep getting him? And I mean, like,
they just call him back.
I mean, if he did like 3 or 4, would he start asking for more money?
Probably, yeah. Mark Hamill probably asked for more money from the Joker. How much money do you think he made in the goddamn 90s being a fucking Joker on WB Kids?
I don't know. But see, these are the kinds of questions that I wanted to ask the guy.
Well, that would be great. I mean, but he's not coming because you lied.
I was talking to Benny from Podcheese, and if you remember, the last guest that canceled on us, Benny called up as his opening act. Benny was going to call in as
Construction Benny?
No, he was going to be veteran Japanese voice actor Benny Cho, and he was going to read some George Clooney lines in a hack Japanese accent. That would have been hilarious had that happened, but he had to cancel too. I think we just need to face the facts that nobody wants to be associated with this horseshit.
Why don't we just say that we're unfit for FM, and then we'll get a whole bunch of guests because they're better?
You fucking son of a bitch.
You know the guys over at Unfit for FM? They probably get a whole bunch of guests that are good.
You know that I'm in a bad mood. That guy ripped my heart out.
Yeah?
That guy fucked me. And now you're going to pull this shit.
I'm sorry your ex-friends that you don't love anymore have left you.
Had dinner with Indio Techno the other night.
How was it?
Well, it was fun. It was a good time. And he secretly picked up the check. I did not know he did that until after he left. He was a gentleman.
Well, you do dress like a homeless hobo.
I do. Yeah. And he told me an interesting story that I am now going to steal about, like, there is a nationwide phenomenon where people are diving into dumpsters at GameStops.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Because they throw away, like, a whole lot of things that are still good.
Yeah, like their game codes.
Well, and, like, you know, games that they just don't have room on the shelves for anymore, controllers, you know, Xbox Live code, stuff like that, all kinds of stuff. And so, like, everywhere you go, and they're supposed to destroy it and throw it in the dumpster, but a lot of them don't. And so there's people all over the country, and they have, like, this big blog set up where they show, like, you know, what their spoils were from their trip to the GameStop dumpster.
Wouldn't it be funny if GameStop decided to fuck with these people and put a shit ton of, like, used dirty condoms and sanitary napkins in some fucking Halo boxes? Like, oh shit, the new Halo, somebody just tossed this out. Oh god, it's old tampons. These have been in cunts. Just go through the women's little trash canister because they can't flush them. They gotta dispose of them properly.
Well, what I don't understand is why don't they just have like a big free bin? And every customer that goes through and buys something, you give them like two or three things out of the free bin. Instead of just throwing all that stuff away, somebody might want it. Just give it to them. And if they throw it away, that's on them. But I mean, you're getting it out of the store. Somebody might sell it on eBay. But if it's shit you're getting rid of, and I mean, like it might have some value, why not just fucking give it to somebody? I mean, Napier, if you walked into a GameStop and you bought the new what's a new hip game that the kids are playing?
Everybody, NHL 14.
Everybody keeps talking about that Titanfall.
That ain't out yet.
Well, you go in the day it comes out. You go to the midnight premiere of Titanfall, and they give you your copy of Titanfall, and they say, here you go, and here's a couple of other things. You know, here's a Sonic the Hedgehog stress ball or whatever bullshit they have that they're getting rid of. I mean, you'd be appreciative, right? You'd think, oh, cool, they're giving me free shit.
Well, I would think that, but in reality, they were just giving me things that they didn't have the dumpster space for.
Right. But, I mean, you're creating goodwill out of nothing.
Yeah,
and
that's
if they
true.
Decide to throw it away, good on them.
Well, I'm sure they use it as like a tax write-off. Remember when we used to take the pizzas and send them to the homeless?
They could still say they threw it away because technically they did.
Well, now they're calling their customers dumpsters. We disposed of it in the hands of our customers. And also, don't you think that the little dumpster dive people, now it's a game. Now they're intrigued and they're getting other people into the sport of trash hauling.
But, yeah, I mean, you get all kinds of neat stuff, though. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, you get the stigma of being a gross person that crawls in. I have people crawling in my dumpsters at work all the time. I don't know what the fuck they're looking for.
I mean, there can't be anything in there.
I mean, I don't know what they're doing. But
oh, maybe they're looking for divorced men. They're looking for your address list. They can find all the divorced men in the area and, you know, rope them a good one.
Speaking of, I thought
it's true, isn't it? You know it's true.
I thought of a fun. The Radio FUBAR is starting. People are slowly putting up blogs. They're getting into blogging. They have a blog, and you can blog on the Radio FUBAR site. I know you have a weird face. I don't really get it either.
You blog on the site. You just Radio FUBAR has a blog area.
Has a blog area where some of the hosts are starting to do blogs. And one of the stipulations of getting press passes, I asked them for press passes because I'm trying to get us into the St. Louis Comic Con. and I thought that a fun thing to do, this might be, because, you know, I don't keep my ear to the ground, you know. I like to, you know, stay hip on what's going on. And I thought that it would be fun to also promote the Radio FUBAR Amazon link where you click through the Amazon thing and then you get, you know.
Is that also a stipulation of the press passes?
That we promote the Amazon thing?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, you click through, you pay the same price, and you get stuff from Amazon, and then Frank gets a little something to pay for all this shit. And I thought that it would be fun is if our blog was like weekly, we would tell people one thing we recommend they go buy. That sounds fun. That's easy, right? Napier,
from all of Amazon?
What's one thing, a movie film you saw, a game you've been playing lately, a book you read, what's one thing that you recommend people go buy?
South Park, The Stick of Truth for Xbox 360.
Have you been enjoying that?
No, I actually haven't bought it because I haven't been paid yet.
Oh.
Because I don't get paid till
Friday.
Are you
going to buy it through Amazon? Probably not.
I was thinking of doing it through Steam.
Steam?
Yeah.
Well,
I guess I can do it now.
I strongly recommend everyone go buy the new Beck album because I think it's really great.
I don't think you're right on that.
You're wrong. The new Beck album is kind of mellow. It's kind of it's good for like a drive home.
Do you know, any like of the tracks feature other prominent artists?
Nope.
Really?
Nope.
Oh, wow.
The new Beck album is just great. If you liked that, he had an album called Sea Change. It's kind of like Sea Change 2. Beck is very diverse. His albums are very different from album to album. Like he'll put out like a party album. It's like fun. You can dance to. And sometimes it's just kind of mellow and acoustic-y and fun. And this one is kind of mellow and acoustic-y and fun.
So that way, if you're ever a fan of a certain album, when the next one comes out, you can be disappointed that it sounds exactly nothing like the last one.
Well, if you follow his whole career,
which is probably a
jumbled mess.
Then,
might be albums that you like better than others. But I just thought that would be something that we could do. Don't you think? That would be like our new thing. Maybe I'll make an intro to it.
Can we give away anything from Amazon? Like, say, like, oh, if you use the Radio Fubar link, you can get Amazon Prime for $1 or something.
Nope.
Oh. Just
doing something nice. That's all it is. These guys, they put up this station for you to listen to things, and you just gotta help them out, God damn it.
Why don't we promote...
And buy the new Beck album, because it's great.
Why don't we promote the Radio Fubar t-shirts?
He doesn't have those up yet. I'm hoping he does that soon.
Don't the Radio Fubar t-shirt ads play?
No.
Oh, okay then. I'm mistaken.
So what I'm hoping is... Drunk gets here soon.
Oh, if I were to purchase things for my Kindle, could I use the Radio Fubar link?
I don't know the answer to that. I'm not a tech support guy.
You did not come prepared for this.
I didn't know you were going to fucking grill me on questions about
Well, I'm trying to get things for people on the radio.
Contact us on the telephone, 309-740-1430. Also, Skype, WFO Dix. Which we need to change, by the way.
Why?
Because that's what I gave him. He accepted me as a contact. And then he made a fucking other plans. I said, oh, yeah. If you want to pre-add us as a contact, it's WFO Dix. And he pre-added us as a contact. And then 2 hours before we were going to meet up and interview him, he jumped ship. Oh,
you know,
man,
I'm
busy now forever.
If you take a lady home from the bar and you tell her you got, like, you know, a 10-inch wang and you're just going to lay some pipe tonight and she could come by your house and you could lay some pipe into her, she says, yeah, I'd love for you to take me home and lay some pipe into me.
You do know that
and
if
then,
drunk doesn't show up, you're going to have sex with the Hot Pocket, right?
Oh, I will crush that thing. That thing will look like a run-over squirrel. But if you take a girl home and you say you got a 10-inch wang, and you also forget to mention the fact that you have a raging case of chlamydia, and, you know, right before you get her in the door, you say, oh, by the way, I have a raging case of chlamydia. Come on in, babe. She's probably going to go home. You're probably not going to get no puss that night. So you know what you should do?
What's that?
Tell him you got chlamydia at the bar, and eventually you'll find a bra that says, I have chlamydia too! Slurp!
So what you're saying is, I can only find and book shitheads who are just as awful as us.
Yes. Unless you're as classy as the people from Unfit for FM. That's what we should have named our show.
So I put a question out to Twitter the other day. I thought that it would be funny. I was asking what a WFOD-themed beer would be called. And I got some fun responses. Do you want to hear our fun responses?
Yes.
from Dan Fernicase. He had some good ones. Raccoon in the Attic Ale.
Ooh.
Where is Paul Porter?
All of these are topical.
Drunk's Late Lager. And Drunk's Sunset Wheat. I should have read that one last. That's the best one. From Don from Nerdgasm and Damage Control and Uniformed Opinions. Basically, all these shows that aren't us on Radio FUBAR. Napier's Nectar and Mike's Hard Womenade.
Excellent.
From, actually, I had a couple. I had Rape of Ison, Mike's Beer Buddy. Remember Mike's Bath?
The Bath Buddy was a horrible idea, by
it's
the way.
Great idea.
Why would...
Mike's Beer Buddy. See, that's funny because it's kind of... Never mind. And Pineapple Keg.
Pineapple Keg, pineapple beer? Oh, Hawaiian beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And from Matt Leroy, Powdery Guy Pale Ale.
Excellent.
And M Flames Malt Liquor. M Flames was my urban character from last week during the Gossip Roundup. M Flames.
That was the most horrible thing we've ever done.
You know,
and it is unlistenable. I tried. I'm on it. I should like me. I cannot listen to that.
You know,
that segment was horrible.
I received some message. It did not go over well in the chat.
No.
The chat was not psyched about our celebrity.
They were not supportive in any way.
And I could tell that you were not psyched about it at all.
But no, because I looked awkward and pissed.
Oh, we got a Dick Blood Red Ale. That's pretty good.
Excellent, excellent.
From Travis Hulse. But I did get some messages privately on Facebook that said that people enjoyed the M Flames' celebrity wrap-up.
I think they just like me talking about Celebrity Hog. Who would know
that?
Think
we should just never do that again?
Or we should just leave the Celebrity Hog in there. Celebrity Hog talk actually made the chat.
Actually, what's it called?
The Pipe Fitters Union.
The Beardy and the Beast, Matt Leroy's new show with his wife, they talked about our Celebrity Hog segment. They thoroughly enjoyed it.
They should really. I really would like to make a penis page of Rate Your Man's Dong.
Oh, Zombie Rick said that he loved the celebrity wrap-up.
I think more people like Hog Talk. Actually, we should have a segment that's just called Hog Talk, where we talk about hog for 10 minutes.
Well, I guess we will take our first break.
What's coming up on the break?
We are going to do... should we do Drunk's Pitbull song, or should we do the other one?
Why can't we do both, and I have an extra long cigarette break?
Well, I'm going to do one break, and then I'm hoping the other break will be when Drunk needs to clean himself off.
Excellent. Let's do the talking dick for now. And when Drunk comes back, we'll have a Drunk song.
All right, guys, we'll be back in 5 minutes.
Bye, guys!
Steve was a real ladies' man, a regular cocksmith, until one day he crossed the wrong woman, who used her witchcraft to curse him. If Steve was going to think with his dick, he'd have to talk to it, too. The Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks proudly presents... Me and My Talking Dick, taped in front of a live studio audience.
A sperm bank? Seriously? We've gotten this low?
Well, you got me fired from 2 jobs already, so unless you know of any other way to pay the rent, this is where we're at, yeah.
I don't want scientists poking around in my jazz. It just seems so, I don't know, cheap.
Cheap? Checked off in the bathroom of a Denny's the other day because you kept yelling that you felt neglected.
Yeah, but this is different. There's no passion in it. It's like we're selling out. This is the Metallica's Load album of ejaculating. You've cut your hair. Cliff Burton is dead. So fuck it. Let's make a country song.
Hi, do you have an appointment?
No, do I need one? Sorry, I've never done this before.
No, it's fine. We'll set you up. I just need you to fill out this form, and when you're done, come back, and we'll get you in a room when one becomes available.
You guys clean up, you know, in between?
Yeah, I go in there with some Clorox wipes afterwards and give everything a good wipe down. So please think of me when you're in there and be courteous. Oh, you know what I mean.
Yeah, I do. Thanks. I'll bring back the... Yeah.
It's so fucking mechanical. It's like there's no romance. There's no mood being set. Feels like we're taking something we love and exploiting it for monetary gain. You've changed, man.
Just fucking shut up and get it over with so we can get out of here.
I'm not doing it. I'll close it off. You can do whatever you want, but I'm not doing it. Fuck you. Have you ever thought what would happen if it just stayed in? Would I explode?
Seriously.
That chick at the desk is kind of cute.
Shut the fuck up. Shut.
We should donate some
sperm
to her tits.
Shut the fuck up.
Hey, lady.
Seriously. Shut the fuck
up. Did you say something?
Oh, great. Now we can't fucking do this either. I guess it's plasma. Are you fucking happy?
Tune in next time as Steve and his penis audition for a Broadway musical.
Hello, welcome back. Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program to give the call. 309-740-1430, or you can contact us on Skype at WFO Dicks.
Now, when you told your mom what the name of the show was, right?
My mom?
Yeah.
Yes.
Was she, you know, looking at you a little funny?
My mom has to kind of accept me, because I came out of her thing.
Yeah, but did she look at you like, that's a weird name for a show?
Yeah, but then I told her that you came up with it, and she got it.
Yeah, but, I mean, she knows me. Everybody who you ever tell that to for the first time, no matter who they are, is probably going to look significantly more disappointed than your mom did, and they don't know me. So they're right. Not going to accept it at face
value. So you're saying
they
shouldn't have listened to you, is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying you should tell them...
Let's have a contest.
Yeah.
Let's have the Rename Our Show contest. Come up with something that I can use. Something that I can sell. Because I had this guy. We could have talked to him. It would have been great. He would have like called all his Hollywood friends and said, hey, I went on this great show. You should go on it too. And soon enough, we'd be getting Tom Hanks.
I vote front end loader filled with cocks.
Front end loader filled with cocks. With dicks so big, they're in your socks. What was that? I forgot how it went now. Oh, I wish I still had that. Do you want to do Ask Dr. Napier questions now? Is that what you would like to do?
I would love to do that since Drunk is not here yet.
It's time for... Ask, before we do that,
yeah,
I was reading an article earlier about an app called Lick This, and you download the app, and it gives you exercises to do with your tongue so that you can, like, practice and get real good at the cunnilingus.
Is part of it spelling the ABCs? Because
I think you like turn on and off a light switch and things like that. But you're licking your disgusting phone, which I mean is really probably pretty gross if you think about it, right?
Well, I take mine to the bathroom where I shit,
right?
And
me too.
Shit particles get on your phone, and I don't.
They float in the air, right?
Yeah,
that's why you don't bring like food in there with you.
Yeah.
Don't you hate when you're at like a sporting event or something and you have a beverage and like you can't leave your beverage unattended because you'll either get roofied or somebody will like, you know, I can't leave my beverage unattended ever. I mean, even if like it's in my office or something, if somebody might do something to my beverage while I'm not looking at it, then I have to take it with me. But like if you take it to the toilet with you, then isn't stuff getting in your beverage like duty and stuff?
Oh yeah, your
like duty particles.
Your duty particles are getting all over your straw.
I mean, what if you make like a perfect, you know, like seal? Is it still going to get out?
I don't think that you can make one of those because the poo air is still going to, you know, get all whirled about, you know, from the sides of the turlet, you know, where the turlet,
like in between the seat and the bowl.
Yeah.
And those little, that little space.
Yeah. It's going to shoot out of there. There's going to be nasty poo air no matter what you do.
Why would that guy come on this show?
Because he wants to promote his movie.
So,
and we have such a wide and varied audience.
Right, right. These 11 people listen to us talk about poo air and our turlets. So anyway, it's time for Ask Dr. Napier.
Do 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 do.
From Jay Adson, are there any home remedies for penis enlargement?
You can tie your penis to a doorknob and then, you know, slam it real hard and your penis will get tugged off.
Did you see that thing about the mom that was burning her son's wiener with a cigarette lighter?
And, why?
And he told the police and they put her in jail for assault. Why would you ever burn your son's wiener with a cigarette lighter? Doesn't that just seem crazy?
Well, maybe it...
Shouldn't you just take that bitch and, like, just throw her in a well?
Well, I don't think you can throw her in a well.
Why not?
Well, we're civilized.
She burned her son's wiener with a cigarette lighter, Napier.
Well, she's probably crazy.
Yeah, we need to just throw her in a well. From Jared Cardinal, when women tell me I'm funny, I walk away furious. Why?
Because you're a cunt. You smelly man. No fucking idea what that means. Why would that upset somebody?
When women tell him he's funny, he walks away furious.
It's probably from all the drinking.
You think?
Yeah.
Maybe because, like, he doesn't want them to think he's funny. He wants them to think, like, he's a stud muffin.
Oh, yeah, if I was, like, wiggling my dick at ladies and they started laughing and they say, oh, you're such a jokester, yeah, I'd be pretty pissed off.
From Matt Leroy, what classic professional wrestler would you want on your zombie apocalypse team?
Easily Bret Hart.
What about Papa Shango?
He's kind of fat.
Or did you say Bret the Hitman Hart?
Yeah.
What about Mick Foley?
No, Mick Foley's fat. I need some cut dudes.
What about Hacksaw Jim Duggan?
He was also kind of big, wasn't he? He was kind of fat.
Yeah, but he just carrying around that 2x4 all the time.
That's true, but I want lean dudes on my team.
You know,
we're going for stealth.
I don't know if I'm supposed to talk about this, but you know, Matt was saying that they were said, nobody listens to this show anyway, so
no shit.
He said that they were approached about possibly interviewing Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Oh, and that would be awesome.
I had a question that I wanted him to ask Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Hog size?
I wanted to know. Well, yeah, hog size, obviously. That's the first question for anybody. But the second question is it the same 2x4? Like, every time you see him, he has a 2x4. Is it the same one, or, like, does he go to, like, a Lowe's in every city they visit and he buys a new one?
I'm pretty sure they changed length depending on what he needed. Like, he had different lengths of 2x4.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
So it was different ones everywhere he went.
No,
he stopped by a Home Depot on the way to the arena and, like, bought a 2x4. And they're like, oh, I know what you're going to use that for. You're Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
No, it's kind of like a time travel in Star Trek. You know, they use it for whatever they need. Like, when Hacksaw needs a 10-inch 2x4, his 2x4 is 10 inches.
We got Vader, Undertaker, Abdullah the Butcher, Bastion Booger. I don't know Bastion Booger. Hugh G. Rection? That's not even a real wrestler. He tricked me. What about...
I bet that's his backyard wrestling name.
The Big Boss Man.
Oh, yeah.
He had a wampum stick. What do you call that? A billy club?
A shillelagh?
What, do you remember that that Hawaiian guy that like wore like a thong out there and like his finishing move was to put somebody in the corner and then put his ass on their face? What was that guy's name? That's who I want. I want the guy who puts his thong, dimply, giant, fat ass on people's face
was
as
it
his finishing move.
Zangief?
No, Napier, it wasn't Zangief. But what about fucking The Rock?
No.
Or say older wrestlers.
Oh, Yokozuna.
It wasn't Yokozuna.
It wasn't?
He's wrong. From Anchor Babcock. Oh, no, no. Leroy had a follow-up question. Follow-up question. What Pokemon would you want on your team? Rikishi, that was it. Rikishi was the one that put his ass on people's face. I want him.
Because he's so masculine?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Okay, Pokemon.
Charizard.
Charizard. For, is that for the zombie apocalypse or just in general?
No, zombie apocalypse.
Does that help?
Oh, he sets things on fire.
But then don't they just like run at you on fire?
Yeah, but then they're funny. Quick, burn the little kids! Go, Charizard!
From Anchor Babcock, where is that missing Malaysian airplane? Are lizard people somehow involved in its disappearance?
How the fuck do you lose a plane? How the fuck do you lose a plane? They lost a fucking plane. Not a little plane. This isn't a single engine glider. A giant fucking plane just goes away. Just goes the fuck away. How do you do that?
I don't know.
We have
what he wants to know.
We have satellites that can like hear the stream off of dudes pissing like 10 miles below the earth, but we lose a jetliner.
What about Brutus the Barber Beefcake? He had those giant gardening shears. That would probably be cool in the zombie apocalypse, right?
Yeah, but
gardening shears?
What are you going to do, like hack off noses with them?
I bet he wasn't cutting people's hair with those. That was a stupid thing to have.
And he wasn't very brown, so I don't think he was trimming hedges.
But, I mean, like, he was a barber. But, like, he was probably a really shitty barber. I bet he wasn't even a real barber.
Well, I mean, that's not a really big risk to take if he was a barber or not.
But, I mean, I guess the bit is, you know, he has to have something big. That's why he has those gardening shears. So, like, you know, when he's walking down the aisle, he can look at them all wide-eyed and be like, ah, ah, look at my, I'm going to cut people. And, like, you know, he does that so that, like, everybody can see it.
I want you to...
like an oversized thing. But why didn't he get, like, a really big pair of scissors like the Big Lebowski guys? You remember when they were chasing him with the scissors?
I want you to go, I'm going to cut people.
I'm going to cut you with my big old shears. Here it comes. Oh, I'm crazy. I'm the barber.
Watch out, I'm going for dong. Just hacking off dong with his goddamn
that's
shears.
Good. Demolition. Oh, what a rush. Get demolition. Or the bushwhackers.
Oh,
get the
God.
Bushwhackers to fuck up some zombies. There you go. Oh, okay. So that was Ask Dr. Napier.
Doot, 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 doot.
Napier?
Yeah?
Drunk isn't going to come, is he?
No, not in two different ways.
I've been promoting this all week. Mm-hmm. It's just like one fuck after another. I tweeted yesterday about, you know, having this guy on, and then he cancels.
Reasonably so.
And now...
But Drunk lives here.
One of my dumbass co-hosts says he's going to fuck a Hot Pocket. I got all these people in here.
Oh, and you bought Hot Pockets.
Gnawing at the bit, wanting to hear Drunk fuck a Hot Pocket. And guess what? He ain't coming.
We got Hot Pockets here sitting around unfucked.
That's right. They're just sitting in my freezer.
And Drunk's missing out.
Asking for it.
Drunk's missing out because you know what? I bet those brown folds of meat were going to be the best thing to touch his dick in a month.
Who are those guys?
I don't know, but they look real gay. Oh, look, they stole each other's costumes. See, look, one, they cut the crotches out of them, and they swapped them. I bet they do that with their buttholes.
They bought one pair of pants. And they cut the parts out so that they could sew. So they probably wear the same size.
Oh, they'd
have to wear the same size so that they could match their stupid fucking pants.
Do you think they have to time their aerobics out so that their butts don't get too big?
Don't gain any weight, Jerry, or we're both fucked. If you can't fit into our pants.
No, these mojitos are light mojitos.
If one of them wants a burger, they both have to get a burger just so that they can swap pants.
Oh no, I bet one of them orders and then they cut it in half and like they share it with each other, like they wrap arms around each other and feed each other hamburgers. That way they're kissing each other's meat. Oh, we're touching meat and we're out in a restaurant.
Napier. When I was listening to our opening, you know Mark Lanegan, the Screaming Trees guy and the Gutter Twins guy, the guy that does the Idle Hands. He's a musician. He has one of those deep gravelly voices. And you know, like as cigarettes kind of go away, like I mean, you've kind of
what the fuck? Is that,
that's the Blue Meanie in the chat and a goat's butthole.
That is a huge set of balls. I love you for posting that.
But like, as cigarettes kind of go away, I mean, like you've kind of switched all the way to those, and it seems like that's kind of the way things are going. As everybody's starting to switch to those e-cigs, and they keep taxing cigarettes more and more and more. Do you think that like the great voices that cigarettes have had a you know, contribution in producing are going to go away? I mean, like...
No, these can work.
I mean, like, Tom Waits' voice is probably about 50% the voice he was born with, and 50% a lot of cigarettes.
Look, every year there are thousands of house fires. One little kid's going to inhale a burning couch, and then he's going to just get the rasp forever.
I mean, like, there's some really great voices. I mean, they say what you will about drugs and the great songs that people have written on drugs, but what about the great voices that have been produced from cigarettes?
Yeah, nobody ever says how smoking black tar heroin helped them reach the fucking low notes.
I'm worried that everybody's going to sound like that queer guy from Panic at the Disco, and that scares me. I don't want everybody to be like that. I want there to be, you know, Godsmack guys and Rod Stewart's.
Well, there's always black people. They have deeper voices than the white people. Or do you want to listen to songs like Panic at the Disco makes only in a sexy baritone voice?
Yeah, sexy baritone voice.
But you still want them to talk about rocking and doing club shakes.
Do you want to play our Pitbull song?
Well, I guess that's the only...
To celebrate Drunk's triumph.
In arriving to the show. Maybe we should have that as his opening act. And it'll be like, you know, the Wrestling Federation, and that'll be his intro.
I don't think he's coming.
Nah.
I'm depressed.
Do you think any of our friends will be sad that, you know, we promoted something that we had absolutely no control over?
We did have control over it. We bought Hot Pockets.
I mean, that's... That if all the control you have over an event is that you bought Hot Pockets, You really don't have much control over the event.
We're shams.
Well, no, drunk is. I mean, he didn't even fuck that broad from Las Vegas.
That's right. You know what? He was against fucking the broad from Las Vegas, but all for fucking the Hot Pocket. I mean, like, we didn't have to convince him at all. He was for it. He was ready.
Maybe he was, you know, kind of sad that he didn't, you know, go out there. Maybe that was his one opportunity thought to, you know, lay down some pipe in a broad that's been on film getting pipe laid into her.
Yeah, maybe we should have like a contest.
What does that sound?
It's my refrigerator.
Oh, excellent.
Maybe we should have like some kind of contest where like a lucky listener can win the Hot Pocket. Since now, you know, I have these Hot Pockets.
Are they going to be any good? I mean, you can't mail them, can you?
I don't know. So, yeah. Get excited, everybody. It is time for Drunk's Way Awesome Pitbull song.
We're going to name it the Down Syndrome Porn Star.
The Down Syndrome Porn Star YOLO.
YOLO Swag.
YOLO Swag, Bud Light, Down Syndrome Porn Star.
Zima Beers.
Do they even make Zimas anymore? Can you go get a Zima?
You have to go to Japan to get Zimas now. That's the only place they're made.
Why?
Because apparently the Japanese are the only people that would actually drink it.
Do they still make Sky Blues? Do you remember when we all used to get together and drink Sky Blues?
Yeah.
Back when we were like, you know, 19 and didn't have a care in the world and we could just have fun. And
Bobby's girlfriend shaved my ass on camera.
Get buzzed on Sky Blues.
Yeah. Do you still have the tape of me getting my ass shaved by that broad?
I do. It was on YouTube, you know, for a while. I don't know if it's still... Is it still on YouTube?
Yeah. You know that's somebody's mom now.
That is. Yeah, the female in that video shaving Napier's ass is a mom now. Actually married our old co-host.
Yeah. And you know what? I bet she never shaved his ass.
I bet she hasn't. But she shaved yours.
Yeah. That would be a point of contention in my marriage if I knew that my lady wife had been, you know, had shaved a dude's butt. But, you know,
that's on YouTube.
Yeah. I mean, if she shaves somebody's butt and she won't shave my butt, I mean, where's the love?
We should call them and tell them, hey, guys. Has she ever shaved your butt? Because she shaved Napier's.
Yeah, and even put a SpongeBob SquarePants Band-Aid on a part that she nicked. She shaved my biscuits nice and good.
She kind of got, like, you know, in between the thighs a little bit too, right?
No, she didn't.
Just to, you know, keep things...
No, she pretty much just put shaving cream on the part that didn't have any hair on it anyway and ran one of Bobby's old dull Bic razor blades over it.
Do you think he still uses that razor?
I don't know. I hope I didn't get a blood disease from his old Bic razor.
I got a blood disease. That's from Repo the Genetic Opera. Maybe that will be the thing that I tell you to buy in our blog next week.
Can I steal that for Rape Dave the Musical? Just him singing about his blood disease.
We'll be back. I think this song's only like 3.5 minutes long. So enjoy Drunk's Pitbull song.
YOLO Swag.
You know who likes special entertainment like that? My mom!
Hey, you, if you're looking for a political and current events podcast that takes a pox upon both their houses approach with a humorous side, join Jimmy G and Lucky Z for The Side Project Live. We'll bring you whatever the hell we want with a liberty twist every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. right here on RadioVooBar.com.
Mr. Worldwide, Lionel Richie, representing Dade County. This Chica Caliente, we gonna party. Don't stop the party. We gonna sip Bacardi. And we ain't gonna drop. We ain't never gonna stop. Grey Goose from the bottom, we don't need no class. While all these fine-ass bitches on the dance floor shaking their ass. Dolly, wake up, we ain't never going to bed. Dance and jump until eyes turn red. Okay, 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 okay. That's so... Okay, 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 okay. We gonna sip a Cardi. We gonna party. We ain't gonna drop. We ain't never gonna stop. Grey Goose from the bottom, we don't need no glass. All these fine ass bitches on the dance floor shaking their ass. Yeah, Mr. Worldwide with Lionel Rich. It's Chica Caliente. We gonna drink some Bud Light. We gonna party. We gonna sip a Cardi. We gonna drop. We ain't never gonna stop. Grey Goose out the bottle. We don't need no glass. We're all these fine ass bitches on the dance floor, shaking that ass. We up all night. We ain't never going to bed. This Chica Caliente. Dolly. We gonna sip a Cardi. We gonna party. We ain't gonna drop. We ain't never gonna stop. Grey Goose from the bottom, we don't need no glass. All these fine ass bitches on the dance floor shaking their ass. Mr. Worldwide.
Deeper and deeper and deeper.
Bill Barrel Full of Dicks, Internet Radio Program. To contact us, 309-740-1430 or on the Skypes, WFO Dicks.
That song was so beast.
Was it beast?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was Drunk Pitbull, which I guess will be the only thing worth a shit he does today, which actually he did last week. You know, Napier Drunk showed up last week at 9:30.
Yeah,
he showed up. Actually, you know what? I think it was like 9:35, wasn't it? He showed up like 5 minutes late to the Furnacast. He showed up 5 minutes late to the show on after our show is over.
No, he got screwed up because of daylight savings time.
That was last night.
Yeah, but the episode airs, you know, the next week.
I don't know what to tell you guys. I'm sorry that I hyped something all goddamn week. And then he just didn't show up.
Why don't you just...
He's the worst.
Why don't you just take the Hot Pocket, just put it in the microwave for 30 seconds, and then smash it on your crotch, and then take a photo of it.
And say, hey, this is what Drunk did.
Well, just say that you tried to imitate Drunk and his awesome cock power, but you could only get half hard, and you had to smash it up against your genitals.
The True Detective finale was on last night. Did you watch any of that yet?
No, I heard it crashed HBO's Go server.
Should I continue to like recommend to you things to like watch, or are you just going to ignore me?
I intend to watch it. I just couldn't watch it that night.
Let me tell you, in the second episode, nicest pair of boobs you've ever seen in your life.
You keep telling me that, and I keep telling you I've seen a bunch of boobs.
You're never going to see a pair of boobs better than those boobs.
You're putting me in an awkward position right now.
They were the best.
You're putting me in a...
I may be in an awkward position too, but let me tell you, there ain't a pair of boobs better than this pair of boobs. They were great. Just the best.
Well, do you know the actress's name that the boobs were attached to?
I do not.
Wouldn't...
I'm just going to affectionately refer to her as Wonderful Boobs.
Is she like a real actress or like a titty broad that just, you know, comes on
shows?
She
was in the Percy Jackson movie.
She was the broad in the Percy Jackson movie?
I believe so, yeah. But let me tell you.
Well, I've seen that movie. I've seen that network, Cartoon Network plays that movie. Now I've got to see her tits, because I saw her on the Little Kid Network.
They are... Oh, there they are.
You have grossly exaggerated.
When she whips that shirt out, and they just kind of fall out, they just... It's so wonderful. Seriously, it'll change your life.
I'm looking
at a still image, and they're great in that, but just wait until you see them. Wait until you see them bounce. Just wait until you see it, Napier. It's great.
That's all I'm going to say. Like, they're not ugly boobs. I'm not saying they're ugly, but I'm not going greatest set ever. Yeah, that was the broad from the Percy Jackson movie. I will look at her boobs.
You should, because they're great.
Well, I'm not saying they're great.
They are.
I just want to look.
They're just great.
Okay, the Squarehead kids are backing you, but I don't know if that's enough for me. I would need...
Goddamn Squarehead kids backing me is all I need.
No, you would need Unfit for FM for me to believe you. Because I only believe them. They're the truth in broadcasting. You want to smile. You want to smile, but you're not gonna.
Just watch the episode. Watch the first two episodes and give me your honest opinion next week.
Does Woody Harrelson pretty much just play his character from Zombieland?
Woody Harrelson like starts off kind of like way Woody Harrelson... And, like, throughout the eight episodes becomes kind of less Woody Harrelson.
Closer to Hunger Games Woody Harrelson or Zombieland Woody Harrelson?
I would
Harrelson?
Say just about all Woody Harrelson movies, he's pretty much Woody Harrelson.
The drunk drug addict,
in
yeah.
This too. He is pretty much Woody Harrelson. But he surprises you. As things go on, he becomes less Woody Harrelson.
Are you saying he goes from Woody Harrelson and evolves into a Brian Dennehy? He just gets more haggard as the show goes on.
It was a great show. Laura even liked it, and Laura doesn't like much of anything.
What did she think of the tits?
Well, I don't know. I didn't really get into it too much with her. I wasn't like, hey, let's talk about how great those tits were.
Why That's can't you do so, that with your lady
I mean,
friend?
I could, but I'm not going to.
Is that not a conversation you and your lady friend are like
hey,
prepared to have?
Lady friend.
Okay, there we go.
My God.
They don't move, do they?
That should be our new show logo.
They're not moving. Why are they?
Those are just great.
Well, at least they fluffed them beforehand.
Napier, tell me those aren't great. Try to tell me those aren't just great.
I'm going to have to see it in context. I'm going to have to watch the episode.
My goodness. God bless her.
Well, I'm certainly glad she signed on for this role.
Yeah.
Do you think she did it just because there's a tit scene?
I hope so.
Oh, I heard there's going to be a new Percy Jackson movie, by the way. Maybe this is...
She's going to play a preteen again?
Well, no.
Oh, good.
They're going to be older. You know, their adventures happen later after she grew boobies.
Good for her.
No clap.
Well, Napes, show's over, buddy.
The show's been over.
The show has been over. What can we do with our privacy chamber?
Justin Bieber's really, like...
Justin Bieber constantly freaks me out. I'm gonna go...
Hey, do you have a camera?
Napier.
Yeah?
I'm in Drunk's privacy chamber. Can you see me?
No, I...
You can't. I can whip my weenie out.
Do you have your weenie out right now?
No, but I can get it out.
What?
I could, like, put it on the microphone. I could hit the microphone with my weenie.
Like, right now?
Because I'm in the privacy chamber.
Do you think a chamber is where all of Drunk's ladies end up at?
Napier, I'm just back here with Bieber.
Just back there with young Beaver and his wonderful WFO Dicks t-shirt that you have draped over him.
Yeah.
Touch it. That is getting me so hard. Like an awkward hard. You know, like when you see your aunt step out of the shower.
You like that, Justin?
Now tell him that he's pretty.
You're kind of pretty, Justin Bieber. I like your t-shirt. I like your VIP pass.
Now tell him he's going to watch you smash an overly ripened Hot Pocket into your crotch.
Justin, you want to watch? You want to watch what I'm going to do to this Hot Pocket?
Smash the Hot Pocket into your crotch. Smash it. Let him hear the delicious tones of pepperoni being slopped up against ball sack.
Do you like Philly cheesesteak, Justin?
Ask him if he's ever been to Philly.
Have you ever been to Philly?
Now take him to Philly.
These were recalled because they were too sexy.
Let him know that the Philadelphia cheesesteak is the greatest fuckable that you've ever seen. You're looking out the window and you know he's not there. Drunk's like a very like unreliable dad that doesn't come by to visit his divorced kids.
I don't want this to be like the legacy of the show.
The legacy of the show were
want everything to go wrong every week, and that's just what happens. It's the show of everything going wrong all the time. We gotta win one eventually, right?
We did win one. We won a contest, and then we fucked that up by including Drunk because he said no.
So it's just you and me, buddy.
You and me are not as good as you, me, and Third Seat.
Just me and you, man. We're the only ones we can rely on.
Isn't that scary? That is so awkward. Well, everyone, I think we learned something tonight. When you base half of your show on a bit that revolves around a guy coming to your show that doesn't always come to your show, you end up with this. It's all over.
Do you think that people are gonna like think this is a bit,
like we plan this like a
like we do this on purpose?
No, that's Andy Kaufman level because, genius,
because we don't. I have a guy on my show that the only thing we can do with him is to try to do things with him. You know what I mean? I mean, Drunk's not going to come in here and like bring a bunch to the show. I need to do things with Drunk.
He's rather engaging when he's here. He can be engaged and he can bring his thoughts on a topic.
But the reason that drunk is a part of the show, what drunk brings to the show is I can do things with drunk. That's the point of drunk. And if when I plan something with drunk and he doesn't show up, then why do we keep this up? Why do we do this?
Because we're all friends. We went to high school with each other. We touched peckers at a college dance. Ladies threw dollars at us. It was a good time. It was you, it was me, it was Paul, and drunk. And we were all dangling our sacks for dollars so we could earn our book money and become doctors.
I wanna do a show. I enjoy doing a show, but I don't know if I want to keep doing like this show.
Maybe you want to keep doing this show, but
you know what I mean? I don't know if I want to keep doing this.
Do you think our friends are more disappointed, or are you more disappointed?
It's all one and the same to me.
Well, at least if you get anything out of the show, you can take solace in the fact that you will be disappointed. And you now know how my dad feels every day. He just stares at a picture of me when I was little and then becomes even more disappointed. And Mike can go in to his archives and he can listen to his best of clips and he can just say, you know what? There was so much potential there, dumb, retarded nephew. There's no way that we can save this show, can we? This one's done. Maybe we can call up Dan, and Dan can do his show over our show for the next 15 minutes. Because maybe he doesn't plan things around Mandy not showing up. I bet Mandy's there. Mandy's there, and her and Dan are doing show prep like adults.
Wow! Show prep? What's that?
That's where you take down a list of topics and you rehearse what you're going to talk about, and then you plan out your hour and a half in advance.
Wow, do you think that Mandy has a phone that is sometimes on?
At least most of the time.
Wow, that's crazy. What is that like, Dan Fernicase? What is that like?
I bet when
to have a co-host that gives a fuck.
I bet when Dan invites Mandy out to the bar, she shows up, too. See you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Got done listening to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. We broadcast Monday at 9, 8 central on RadioFooBar.com. Join us on the chat or download the TuneIn app for your smartphone. Download us on Stitcher, iTunes, Zune, or from WFODicks.podbean.com. Follow us, WFODicks. Follow us, Shauza, at PJKSTL, at RockardSTL. We're also on the Facebook at Facebook.com/WFODicks. Radio FUBAR has a plethora of fantastic shows. Check them all out and buy a t-shirt.